Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. It's easy. Click one time, and you'll see how the poll is going so far and how your answer stacks up with everybody else. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. He's the founder and the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report, and I encourage you to check out his website, nyreport.com. It's a report, right? Singular.com, Rob?
Correct. NYReport.com. Yeah. And Jim, you know, you had said something right before we went to break. You had said that you always have to remind somebody what's in it for them. And, of course, mm-hmm. the whole sales process should be about them. There's a sales trainer up here. His name is Charles Bernard, and he wrote an article for us. And for anybody who wants to check this out on our website, I'm going to make it very easy. It's NYReport.com, and then in the upper right it says Enter Report Link. That number for that article that I'm going to refer to right now is 65901. It's called The Art of the Deal. And this is one of the, this is the simplest thing I think a salesperson could do, and I think it's one of the most powerful. In fact, I know of clients that have signed up to work with Charles, just because he sent them one of these things, and it's called a deal memo.
Right.
It's called a deal memo. And the deal memo is very simple. It's got four parts, and you send it within 24 hours after having a meeting, which, by the way, right then and there, you're already differentiating yourself from most other salespeople,
right,
because most don't do that. It's got four parts. Part number one, summarize the highlights of the discussion. And what that usually means is, what are the challenges that client is having? What are the opportunities that your product or service can help them with? Just reiterate that. And by the way, when I do that, I would say, here's a summary of our discussion. If I got something wrong, or I miss something, please let me know. Part number two, here's where you want to engage the client. What is the client or the prospect going to do next? Now, some salespeople say, wait a second, I'm the salesperson. I can't ask them to do anything. Of course you can. That next step for them might be, well, they're going to speak with their colleagues, or they're going to review the information, just something, and when they're going to do it by. And this is something, of course, that you've discussed in the meeting. The next step is what you're going to do next. I might send you a proposal. I might get back to you with some information you asked. And then the fourth step, and this goes back to what you said, is what a successful outcome will look like. So in my world, that might be when we work together, let's say it's a bank, so-and-so bank will have their message disseminated to over 90,000 business owners and executives in the tri-state area, and because you're going to be participating in the event, we're going to be putting your bankers face-to-face in a room with business owners.
But it's possible that depending on the stage of the conversation you're in with a customer and the qualifying of them and knowing what they want, it's possible you won't know the answer, and what you just said may be the right thing to do, but it might be presumptuous at that stage. And my point, Rob, is it's okay if you don't have all the answers. If you don't have all the answers, but you still have to say, at this moment, I don't have all the answers, but I'm looking forward to working with you to figuring out what those are.
Absolutely. One of my favorite things to say when I'm meeting with somebody is, okay, I think I understand what your challenge is. I'm not sure if I can help you. And usually people go, well, what do you mean? They're waiting to be sold. And I'll say, well, you know, I have to talk. We have to speak a little bit more for me to understand if I'm in a position to be able to help you.
And one of the things that I do, that's an excellent point. And I often say, you know, I may not be able to help you, but I'll make you this promise. If I'm not, I'll do my best to help you find somebody who can. And I'll tell you, it's amazing how many people will sit back in their chair and take a deep breath as if they just found a friend.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. You build so much trust with saying something.
But you got to mean it. You got to mean it, and you got to deliver it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If I'm telling you, folks, what Rob is talking about, it works. And see, this is, Rob, what you're describing right now is what I mean when I say 21st century process. Because the 20th century process presumed that the customer was waiting on you and couldn't do anything until you showed up and told them what they needed to know. In the 21st century, in the age of the customer already knows, maybe in some ways, more than you know, even about your own industry. Your salesperson may know. They may know more than your salesperson knows. So they're not waiting around for you to educate them as much as they are waiting around for somebody who they can trust. That's what that they're not looking for products, as you said earlier. Products are commodities. They're looking for somebody they can trust, aren't they?
People are going to do business with people they trust and people they like.
Mm-hmm.
That's and if you can build that trust and you can build that rapport, it already gives you a leg up. Having a strong relationship can actually reduce some of the pricing pressures that are coming up almost every time today.
Those are the only non-commodities in the marketplace today, aren't they?
That's right.
Yeah, and that, I like what you said about the pricing too, because folks, if you want to maximize your margins, build trust. Trust is a serious ROI for salespeople and for companies serving customers, isn't it?
Well, you know, we're actually seeing our print advertising going up. Why is that? I think companies are starting to realize, okay, A, I have to build trust in the marketplace. It took a while, but they're starting to get there. And among other things, it even helps shorten sales cycles sometimes.
Yeah.
Because everybody's waiting to spend money as long as possible.
Well, they've also figured out that Rob Levin is not going to go away. He's the real deal. And that's one of the reasons.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why I'm proud of you, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
You hang
that
in there.
Thanks a lot to me.
NYReport.com, Rob Levin, folks. If you want to go see a true entrepreneurial story, American entrepreneurship story, in front of your eyes, go check out that website and check out his magazine. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.